So let's take a look. What creates destiny? See, for years, I read all the books, I attended all the seminars, I listened to all the tapes, and my life still wasn't working. Because most of them said, hey, just think positive and go for it. But the problem is, I would have these situations in life that would come up, and I would really be working on thinking positive. But all of a sudden, something would happen, wham! All of a sudden, I was thinking negative. Or something would happen, and all of a sudden, I had to reach for food. Or other people I know around me would reach for a cigarette, or reach for the television set. In other words, most of us in life think that thinking positive is going to really change our life. And I'm here to tell you, it's nice, but it is not enough. Because the biggest problem with positive thinking is you got to think about it. And for most of us, by the time you think about it, it's too late. You're already in reaction. Hey, look, you and I live in a stimulus response world where if I say something to you like Winston tastes good like A, what's your response? For 80% of the population, it's cigarette should. Even though that's been off the air now since the mid-70s, and we still respond like Pavlov's dog. Hey, how do you spell relief? For most people, it's called R-O-L-A-I-D-S. That is called a neuroassociation. That response is literally anchored into your nervous system. Even if you don't believe that Winston tastes good like a cigarette should, you still respond. I mean, try not to think of it, okay? Winston tastes good like A. Now, don't think of it. Winston tastes good like A. Don't think of it. Winston tastes good like A. That's like saying, don't think of the color blue. You know, if I keep saying it over and over again, it's linked in your mind over and over again. So we must do more than just think positive. What we've got to do is change our conditioned responses to our environment. So if your conditioned response to losing weight is purely negative and immediately you think pain, that's not going to change until you change your conditioned feelings about it. Does that make sense? If doing your term paper is still totally negative in your nervous system, it isn't going to change until you condition yourself to feel differently. Every time it comes up, no matter how positive you are, you get positive for a moment, but where are you going to go back to? To the place your nervous system is linked to, which is doing my term paper equals pain. If being married to you is going to mean pain, and yet you want to get married because you also know it'll be pleasure, you've got to change those associations. Thinking positive is not enough. And I want you to know that all these neuroassociations are controlling and directing your life. Because what they direct and control is your motivation level, what you're willing to do or not do. And you got to understand this, that every single action you take, as little as it may seem, has an effect on your life. Let me just say this to you. This tape for me is about studying destiny. That by making some simple changes in what we link to things, we can change our behavior. Because see, look, your destiny is based on your daily behavior. Listen, the ultimate results you want in your life start with what you do right now. In other words, I believe if we study destiny that everything in life has four parts. Everything you think or do is a cause set in motion. I don't care how little it may seem to you. Picking up this tape program is a cause set in motion. Not listening to a tape is a cause set in motion. Not following up is a cause set in motion. Following up is a cause set in motion. Whatever things you think or do, those actions are going to have an effect in your life. Now, it may seem like a small effect, but there is an effect. For every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction you've heard. That means anything you do, there's going to be a result. There's going to be an impact. Now, the third element of life is for every result you get in your life, you begin to create a direction. In other words, a cause is set in motion, there is an effect, and each effect stacks up on the one before to take you in a particular direction. And for every direction you're heading in, there is an ultimate destination or destiny.